Good evening, everyone. I'm Kathy, the co-host. Master healer and teacher Ron Amatron will be talking about reuniting with our twin flame. It's a very special gift that the Creation Lightship offers us as we have been apart from our twin flame for eons. On the other hand, we are unknowingly connected to energies outside of ourselves that we did not ask for. These energies come from planets and stars and our soul families. Before we get to the discussion of the twin flame and soul family, Ron will provide some divine healing to remove an imposed barcode called the 2,000 Years of Darkness. Then he will activate the drawing of the light being space found on his host page with peace energy. Our host, Ron Amatron, is here. Hello, Ron. Over to you now for the barcode removal and light being activation.
Okay, great. So here we go. As you all may know, unless you're brand new to the Content Talk Radio program, I have to do counting, or I use the word stronger, to command the energy to release it from you. So we have to work in this present moment, and by doing so, I need to command the energy verbally. If I attempt to think something for you or do anything in the mind energy, then it will not work, then you're in darkness. So you're already there. So what you want to do is have a solution to get out of darkness, which means that you must be in the moment and talk out loud to your spirit to help you. Otherwise, you're not doing anything that's going to move you forward to get you away from the darkness energies that has trapped you here for maybe up to even, 100,000 years. So here we go. We're going to release that 2,000-year barcode energy that would prevent you from understanding what we're talking about on this show about your soul family twin flame energy. So they put in these energetic blocks in you so that you will be numbed out and won't be able to understand what we're talking about. So it's like amnesia. They do that all the time. This is their goal, to entrap people here. And the days that we're talking about are what we call the universal, unwanted universal travelers. And another way of stating that would be the aliens that are out there that you have heard the names of. They're in duality, and they're here preying upon you. Why, when you do anything outside of yourself, that would be a prayer. The P-R-A-Y, and then you're a P-R-E-Y to what you're connecting to. So be very careful. Go with that. So here we go, releasing this, some of this energy from you. I'll count to 10 to release it. This is the 2,000-year darkness energy that's preventing you from understanding what we're talking about. They don't want you to leave here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should help you. Let's energize the light beam now. Here we go. Watch the light beam on your monitor screen. And it's on the Contact Talk, the radio host page, and also on the website creationlightship.com. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll just mention one thing about what I found out a lot this last weekend at the Life Expo here in New York. Talking to people, they somehow got the misconception about their higher self. And you have people talking about, oh, your higher self knows everything and it's connected and this and that. And so I asked one person, I said, well, where's your higher self? Naturally, where does their hand go? Way above their head. They pointed to something out there in the cosmos, like it's over here, over there. And I said, well, you know, anything outside of yourself is darkness. They looked at me, and they didn't know what to say. And I said, well, the only part of you that's with you is your own spirit, and that is all that you have. So just by understanding or knowing or thinking that your higher self is something better than you, it's in the beyond, though. And so that's another alien trick to sabotage you, to dilute your energy, and to be quartered by something that is called higher self. And this higher self could be an alien presence taking away your energy. Remember, nothing is outside of yourself. Source energy is always with you. But it's up to you to connect to it. And so we'll just turn it back over to Kathy here. But I wanted to mention that because too many people have this false impression of that they're not good enough and their higher self knows everything and it's not with them. And some way they're trying to connect to it. Well, that's just an alien energy of misinformation. And it does exist. Everything does exist in the darkness. So they're taking you astray as you think you're hooking up to this life form called your higher self, which is probably some alien up there living off your emotional and physical pain energies. So, Kathy, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thanks for that clarification about the higher self, Ron. I hear that term a lot, and I'm not really sure what it means. So let's just get going with the topic here and first greet the members of the Contact Talk Radio who are in the chat room, where our moderator is posting links and relevant information to this topic of the twin flame and soul family. So, Ron, can you discuss the twin flame a little bit first and maybe describe who is our twin flame, where is the twin flame, and how do we get disconnected in the first place?
Well, when you first came here a long time ago, remember, in true light, you only have one life in the moment. So your spirit came in here to have one lifetime on planet Earth. And your twin flame saw you probably more than likely prior to that. And you decided to come here for whatever reason. If you saw the beauty of the earth, you came here, and somehow you got trapped here. The darkness got a hold of you. And your teachings now that you know about is karma. And so if you look back upon the past, you're stuck here because of karma. And so your spirit, which was perfect, had to go through all these different life experiences because it was told by the darkness, by the light of the darkness, that you made some error, some mistake in your last lifetime. And what actually happened was you were connected to mind energy of thought. And when you did that, you judged the light. So they gave you a whole different scenario on how to live life, which was duality. So you chose at some point, or was forced to choose, a system that denounced the light, which put energy blockages into your body as you thought. Your body used to be perfect. And as you start thinking, you create energy blockages, and that's in your DNA, and you're living this lifetime from all the thoughts of your ancestors. So you're living, if you were to say that, in a New Age way, you are living all of your ancestors' karmas right here, right now. And some might pertain to you that could be passed on to you that you maybe lived in the past. But mainly you're living everybody else's thoughts. This is your karma because you denounced the light. You chose to think versus being in the moment and not judging. That's the main process. So you change from being a heart-centered being, and back then, your whole heart energy would be in your whole body. And I'm sure the mind that you may have had could have worked for you perfectly using the heart mind in your whole body. So this is kind of what happened to you. You separated yourself out from light, and darkness was chosen. Now your twin flame energy is out there somewhere, living a life of light. And what happened was is that when your twin flame was disconnected from you, because you go back to what we call your home base energy after each incarnation. Well, because you're stuck here, you haven't had a way to connect to your own other half of you, which would be your soul twin flame energy. So your twin flame is the other half of you, and it was split apart from you after conception so that you would have something to communicate with in a way. That's one way to look at it. And it could be any type of life form in the land of light. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
That's really interesting, Ron. So we were separated at conception from our twin flame, and so that created a longing within us and a yearning and somewhat of a restlessness to replace that longing by finding a partner or a mate, so to speak, or not liking to be alone. Can you describe some other ways that could have affected us, being disconnected from our twin flame?
Now, once you disconnect from your twin flame, which everybody here has been disconnected, maybe there's, let's just say there's 50 people on the planet that, maybe there's more like 500 people on the planet typically that could have a twin flame connection here, or their twin flame is here also. But aside from that, we can almost say everybody, because that little amount of people is basically nothing. So everybody has lost their twin flame connection, which is the other part of you, the other half of you. So in the process, the darkness knew that. So it allows you to go out now and look for partners, look for things, because you're trying to fulfill this emptiness, this deep yearning inside of yourself that you're not whole. So the fact that you know that you're not whole, this longing for something outside of yourself, and you try to fill it up, maybe through different relationships with people, different jobs, different things. Maybe you have to be one of those people that keep busy all the time, because if you don't do something, you feel like you're not fulfilling yourself. Well, that's probably because your twin flame energy is not with you. So I do a special session where I connect your twin flame energy to you energetically. The twin flame can only come to you for just a short amount of time, maybe 15 seconds or so, and then it will connect, and you can feel that wonderful presence of it and the energy. So when I do this clearing for people, you integrate them with that twin flame energy over again, you feel, you know, like your life is completed, and you lose maybe addictions that you're, you know, trying to get things attached to you all the time. You just feel more secure in yourself. You feel full. It's quite interesting how people respond to it. And whenever I do this clearing, I would say probably 60 to maybe 80% of the people already have a clue of what their home base energy is, along with their twin flame. Like I said, the home base is where you go to after each incarnation. And I can bring forth the energy of that home base and your twin flame to you. I can tell you what your twin flame looks like out through the universe of light. And some people actually have pictures and drawings of it, or maybe it could be a planet. We'll just say that the planet that you're from, let's just say it's a rainforest, for instance. And so through this lifetime, you have, you know, this energetic draw to rainforest energy, or maybe you like a lot of ferns, or you're connected to a lot of birds because birds would be in the rainforest, you know, and different things like that. So you do have a clue of that. Maybe your twin flame, for instance, could be I can give one example. One person's twin flame happened to be a lion, and so I was doing this session. And this was probably going back a good 10 years, I think. And I was doing this session for this gentleman. I said, boy, your twin flame looks like it's a lion. He goes, yeah, I would imagine, because I have a picture of a lion or lioness, we'll say, on my wall. I have this, liking for, you know, this lioness, you know, and didn't know why, but he had the picture. and that was kind of interesting. And so that was validation for him. And some people actually do understand when I tell them what their twin flame looks like. But that's what I do is go out and look forward in the land of light, see what it looks like, and then we connect the energy to you so that you can have this energetic connection. And then you feel like your life is complete here. Other than that, you tend to go in and out of different energetic cordings with people, places, and things, and also relationships, because you're attempting to fulfill yourself with some other energy that's similar, but it will never be the same as your original connection to your twin flame energy. So that's what's so nice about it, is that you do feel whole and complete after that. So back to you.
So, Ron, the one connection that would really benefit us, that really belongs to us, was pretty much stolen, taken away, we were severed from our twin flame. And then we were given substitutes such as what we call soulmates, maybe soul families, other energetic cordings. We look for things outside ourselves. Maybe that's why people are looking for their higher self or their what they call soulmate. They just feel that intense longing of something missing and that constant restlessness of trying to fill in the gap, which puts them on the emotional roller coaster that the aliens love to feast off of. And the more pain, the more suffering, the more longing, the more of a banquet we are for them to live off of our energy. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. I was talking to one gentleman quite a while ago, and it sort of shocked me. He goes, yeah, I had 10 wives so far. I thought, oh, boy, you know. And so he was drawing energies from these 10 different ladies. Each time he got a new one, remember the first one probably he thought was it. And then naturally something fizzled out. And I would assume since he's had 10 ladies in his life that he probably has a real definite problem, but maybe not. But after he got the mollies out of the first one, thinking that was going to replace his twin flame energy, then he got that mollage, and now we had to get another one, another lady, to come forth to get more mollage out of, because he's looking outside of himself to fulfill his internal yearning and not having his twin flame. Just think of that emotional situation that he has probably went through with 10 wives and all that psychic attack energy from them, probably, you know, their anger or whatever they went through. And just being in a relationship, there's always stuff. And he has 10 times of that. So if you're out there listening and you only have one or two divorces, just think if he had 10 and how much psychic cord and energy is going to, like, that person with all these typically probably bad experiences. Initially, it probably was good, and probably fizzled out and became bad. And, boy, just think if he had his twin flame, he probably maybe never would get married, you know? He'd feel satisfied. And by far, you know, people do, like you said, look for or think that their higher self, which they may think is their twin flame, is outside of themselves, and they're trying to always bring something in externally to them because they feel lost also. Like I said, your higher self, if you do have that philosophy and that teaching, you're just connecting yourself to more aliens because nothing is outside of yourself. All you have is what's inside, which is your spirit. And remember, that's the teachings of Jesus. Very, very simple. Go inside. And like I said on my Strange Universe panel that I was on, it was almost my panel because I had a lot of comments directed to me. But that's it. If I were to write a book, it would just be, you know, the book with one page in the book. One book, one page, go within would be what it would tell you. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. That sounds like my kind of book. I've been buying so many books, and I'm still stuck. Anyway.
Easy reading book.
Yeah, easy reading, simple. And also very effective. Thank you. Anyway, it seems very tragic that it is tragic that our twin flame was was torn from us, and a perfect setup for constantly feeling a dis-ease with ourselves, discomfort, uneasy. You can see it in people everywhere. They're just always looking for some sort of solace and some sort of connection, and not very many people are very at peace with themselves. And so this is why it's so wonderful that the Creation Lightship is here with Ron to offer the solution of returning, reuniting with our twin flame, at least for a little while, because as Ron said, our twin flame's been missing us too. And there was, prior to the Creation Lightship, no possible way to ever reconnect or reunite with our twin flame, which is our other spiritual half. So that's an extreme value to take advantage of this opportunity to reconnect and reunite with our twin flame. And Ron has a process for establishing this connection that he mentioned. So maybe, Ron, you could go into more detail about your 4-in-1 clearing that you mentioned. What all does that involve?
Okay, so a lot of people have already done the planet stars and vortex clearing on the website. So if you haven't done that, that might be one way you can get released from some of this energy outside of yourself as they cord you continuously. But if you haven't done that, the clearing starts off with, this is a 4-in-1 session that I do. I do that personally with everybody on the telephone. It's not online. So you need to have your emotional clearing first. But the clearing itself, the 4-in-1, I take away 13 major planets that are heavily corded to you. And they may not even be the planets that you know about here physically in your astrological chart. And then after that, you want to do a mental whole lifetime clearing. And then we do a sensory clearing, which is much like your emotional clearing, going back through all of your incarnations here of when your spirit landed here for this last day. So I'll repeat that, because this may be a little confusing for some people. Let's just say that your spirit came in here 50,000 years ago. Well, you could have been here also maybe 70,000 years ago, but this clearing will not go back into that time because it's not needed. So it would be from the continuous stay of your spirit over and over and over again through your force incarnations. And so we go back, and I can tell you about what century you came in here, and that's when you first got trapped. So you came in, you got trapped, and you got trapped again and trapped again. And then you started realizing and told what karma was, and your spirit became disillusioned, and also parts of itself was stolen by the darkness. So eventually you end up where you are now, where, to be perfectly honest, most people, if they're lucky, they probably have 1% of their spirit energy with them from what they had 50,000 years ago. So where did the other parts of you go? Well, the darkness stole you. But remember, even 1% of your spirit is very powerful. I do have people ask me, they say, Ron, why can't I do these clearings myself? I'm a spiritual being. I'm from source energy, and, you know, I'm enlightened. And I said, well, you don't have enough horsepower. Well, you don't have enough horsepower because you can't get out of here because you don't have all of you with you. And so naturally, you're still trying to find the bad parts of you, the parts that are stolen into darkness, you know, in the darkness energy, kind of in the background of your life. So everything around you is going to be in this life as you perceive it, but what about all your parallel lives and things? So you need all that backstory. You need to find the parts of yourself. And that's probably also why, you know that something is going on with you, but you don't know exactly what it is. So this is why these clearings help to bring these parts of you back, especially the timeline clearings. You do timeline crashes. So the first part is to release the planets from you that are stealing you, hoarding you, connecting to different parts of your body. We get those off of you. In fact, I'll just do that right now as a sample real fast. I'll just do one of these planets. This one we know about, and I'll do Saturn. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release the energy of Saturn right now off of you. I can't guarantee it'll stay out for a long time, but we'll have some ease right now. Here we go. Release the energy of Saturn and do a body check. Tune into your body and see where that big energetic cord is latched onto your body, taking away your life force. Here we go. And this could be body organs even. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, get it disconnected. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There, that's Saturn being released. So the next thing here is what we do would be the looking for your energy of your home base energy. This is where you go to when you're in the light, you reach incarnation. And this is much like you would call your soul time. Remember, the darkness, the light of the darkness, created everything to kind of look like, take the place of true light. So they fabricate everything that looks like light to your spirit to fool you. And we look for your soulmate. I mean, excuse me, not your soulmate, but your twin flame energy. Your twin flame energy is the other half. And some people think that your soulmate is you, the other half, and that is not correct. So you want to definitely understand that your soulmate energy is not your twin flame. And then the next part of the session, once we find your soulmate, I mean your twin flame, and we disconnect you from your soul family can pose as a soulmate. Some people think their soulmate is from the light and also your twin flame energy. So it gets to be very confusing for some people. But the next part is to disconnect you from your soul family, and that way you can have some relief and not get tied into these energetic, spiritual situations, consequences. Typically what they do is set you up for your learning lessons. And this is how it's all done, because they have to use that medium of all these other spirits to connect with you to live your life, typically in misery, because that's your spiritual connections to this organization called your soul family, and you want to get out of that. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, so essentially, if we wanted to reunite with our twin flame, you just described the clearings we needed so that our twin flame so we can be more suitable for our twin flame to come back with us, because they're in the light and we're in the dark. So you described emotional body clearing, the mental body clearing. Both those clearings are found on your website, creationlightship.com, under recommended healing on the left side. And then by appointment with you, Ron, a sensory clearing to clear out all the eons of time we were first incarnated, and then the extensive soul family disconnection to enable us to really reunite with our twin flame through the creation light ship, just briefly enough to feel the energy, and then they can't stay with us that long. So you also mentioned we could reunite a little bit more later. We could see them later, but again, not too long. So that soul family disconnection clearing you have is pretty extensive, and I'd like to just read it for a minute to the listeners so that they can see what it says. What the soul family disconnection does is it clears the soul family, current soul family lifetime, past lifetimes, future lifetime contracts, and a psychic billboard program disconnection, and then it's followed with a light infusion. So that's pretty great. They really do affect us, those soul family contracts, and this clearing will help to alleviate issues that we're going through right now. It really clears them out. While still, you're still with your friends and family, but it's just those agreements that we did not know about that were unknowingly made for us. And then also, Ron, you have that planet star cording removal on your website that you mentioned, which is also on the left side. And thank you for clearing the energies off of Saturn. My whole face got flushed and heated when you did that. So if anyone else felt that, that's probably a release of some energies as your spirit comes in to fill the void. So that planet star cording removal includes moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, asteroids, and comets. And, Ron, I see you've posted the details of that planet star cording removal on your host page blog. So if anyone wants to really look into that and see what's there, there's a lot to learn about it, how we're actually corded by those energies. So, Ron, suppose you could do a healing for us, or maybe we could feel what it's like to be disconnected a little bit from the soul family at this time.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yeah, let's do that. So let's first do a connection, disconnection from, let's just say, your parents. Is there no doubt in your soul family? People have talked about, I think I was a mother to my mother, in the last lifetime or two. I used to be the grandfather or grandmother, et cetera. So you do know about these things. Let's do a disconnection from your parents. So first do your father. I'll count to 10, just take away some of that energy here so you can actually feel free from this energetic cording that you know nothing about typically. And this brings in your spiritual contracts and agreements and lessons from these people. Remember, when you incarnate from your soul family, you pick the best, hopefully the best of the worst parents. And these people would be people that you incarnated with. So they tend to help to sabotage you and your body so that you're able to feel like you're living here, nothing's probably worse than to have a physical pain. And then you really know that you don't want to be here. So here we go. So your father first, disconnecting that energy momentarily here. We'll probably last about the show here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now your mother. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one of past loved ones. Maybe people have maybe passed on. Using the word past, probably more correct would be died. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do somebody that you probably ran into last week that you know nothing about, that person. They were watching you, connecting you energetically. So here's that person that was keeping tabs on you that you know nothing about, but you felt that your life went sideways after you went to maybe a certain store or location. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And I'll do one more clearing. This one is kind of important, too. It's a little different, but this is the Earth grid line disconnection. And this clearing can help you free yourself from situations and things that are connected to the grid line on the planet, which can also be used by your soul family as they interact with the grid line. And that, remember, these spirits of your soul family can pop into your body just like you do. So you can have entities from your soul family members. Here we go. Earth grid line clearing. You may feel free from where you are right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Wow, I felt those clearing too for the Earth grid line. Ron, when you do the planetary disconnections, does that affect our potential horoscopes that we can read daily if we choose to?
Yeah, I'm sure that would affect that because you're changing the outcome of the horror, and the scope is determined according to what you're going through. So as you're watching you going through horror through this, say, telescope from the Beyondo, they're controlling your energies, and you can change things. Also, we call the horoscope, and this is one of the planets, stars, aliens out there, blinking stars that are controlling you, giving you a life path according to your natal chart. They created the natal chart, which means that they're in control of your free will, free choice. That's their free will and free choice to control you. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and Ron, how might it affect us to be disconnected from our soul family agreement? You just cleared us of the soul family agreement between our parents and past loved ones. So how might we feel knowing that disconnected now, that we no longer are obliged?
Well, this will hold for a little bit until the controlling medium, the aliens out there, those unwanted universal travelers, want to put in another game plan into you. Remember, they're going to control you continuously, but this will help you to make your body feel lighter. You should feel like you're not compelled to do something. Remember, your soul family agreements kind of make you obligated to do something. And it's a complete spiritual setup because your spirit is being used to take away your free will, free choice in your body, and it tends to steer you in a certain direction. The only positive thing about a soul family agreement that you have is that your other soul family members will tend to hurt you, cause you pain in your body, like a car accident or a broken arm or something. That would be more of the negative situations. And so this is the way that you can have a wake-up call that you have blocked energy. So for one thing, it's kind of good, although it entails suffering only because you don't understand how blocked your energy is. And if your energy is too blocked, then the aliens can't control you the way they want to, so they cause you these spiritual setups and agreements. And that normally is where you have a really negative effect happening to you in your life because they're creating that situation. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, it's pretty interesting that there's so many influences that control us unknowingly. And there's contracts and agreements going on that just keep us on the karmic wheel, except that once you explain it and we understand it, you can certainly see how this plays out in our lives, why certain people come and go in our lives, and the situations that were created by their presence causing us certain emotions. And so it's just all a perfect setup by the dark side. And now, then we're separated from our twin flame, the one thing we really want. So it's no wonder how when we're born, we're so angry, we just cry all the time. Do you suppose, Ron, we could have an emotional healing for that, for the trauma of feeling that separation and being born? Maybe we're angry when we're born? I think I was.
Yeah, sure. So remember, you're only half here. What I'll do before I do that clearing, what I'm going to do is, in a sense, this only worked one time on the archives. So if you listen to it right now, it'll work for you. And then it'll work one other time if you wanted to have a friend listen to this with you. So what I'm going to do is take your spirit and like make a double of it. And you can actually feel how it would be like having your twin flame connected to you, because you're only half here. So just kind of picture yourself having two of the same spirits in your body. You're going to feel much more whole and complete. And I haven't done this before, but this will be quite interesting. So you actually will know what it's like if you had a twin flame connection that would be connected to you energetically whenever you would need to communicate or be with it. And right now you're only half here. So we're going to double your spirit. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. So now your spirit is doubled inside of your body, we'll say, kind of simulating what your twin flame would be like with you. So you should feel pretty comfortable. You should feel, like for most people, it feels like you had an extra large meal. And this will last throughout this show right now, which will be probably about 15 minutes. So you can actually feel what it's like to have a twin flame with you. We just doubled your spirit energy to simulate having a twin flame with you. And you may just feel like you're very, very content. Most people, like I said, you're only half here. So it means like half of your body has a spirit in it. That's not exactly correct, but that's the only way I can explain it to you. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that, Ron. I really do feel that clearing. You doubled our spiritual energy. Is that right?
Yes, I made like by two of you.
Wow. Well, you know how I feel is like I just had one of my favorite desserts. And but it feels very, very satisfying, like you said. And it reminds me, I've heard plenty of the testimonies on your other programs and the archives, too, that from people who've done their 4-in-1 clearing and were reunited with their twin flame. And it seems like they felt the same way, sort of like that restlessness taken away. They describe it as intensely peaceful, just nothing else like it. Maybe they felt extremely spiritually gratified, things like that. And so it must be a truly fantastic experience and one that we can strive for while we have this opportunity to be reunited with our twin flame through the Creation Light Ship. So the podcasts are available for those who want to hear the process again of how to reunite with your twin flame. In the process, you'll do several fantastic clearings that get a lot of dark energy and controlling factors off of you. So now Ron's going to do an emotional clearing for possibly anger or feeling the effects of having our other half stolen from us. Thank you, Ron. Over to you.
Yeah, so the biggest disempowerment you probably have here is not having your twin flame, and you could probably be upset because of not having it. Now that you know what it feels like to actually feel whole. So here we go. Release that anger, probably lack of control in your life, feeling sabotaged, betrayed, etc. So here we go. One, just bring up that feeling of emotions that you're having now. I'll just take it away. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you very much for that emotional clearing, Ron. Many of us were born screaming, so maybe this is why. So, Ron, I thought maybe we could end the program, we usually do, with some peace from the Creation Light Ship and the demonstration you do for us of the mind-to-heart drop. So back over to you for the mind to heart drop, Ron.
Okay, so this we do all the time, and we have to do this out loud. And you need to command your spirit. If you don't command it out loud, then you're just not doing the exercise. So
if somebody teaches you a different way and they use your mind energy, then you're in the land of darkness. And you've been there for probably 50,000 years, and you may want to try another way to help yourself out, because what you're doing is working perfectly in a darkness arena. If you want to get into light, I hope you do. So command your spirit to take your thoughts that would be inside of your head. Originally, your thoughts were in your whole body, and it was of light. Your whole body thought of light. Didn't judge anything. And darkness separated everything out and put the energy of mind energy, mental energy into your head. It separates you from your spirit and your heart. So it's like the complete opposites here. So here we go. Dropping your thoughts down into your heart center with your spirit. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. This is what we call the mind-to-heart drop. And this I'd recommend doing, maybe 10 times a day. And just keep becoming peaceful. And if you become very peaceful, then you want to get a day planner. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you very much for that, Ron. The mind-to-heart drop is something we can do ourselves, as you said. We can say it out loud. We have to say it out loud or whisper. And just think, if you didn't have a computer where you could do your online healing, you would always be able to be able to do your mind-to-heart drop to bring yourself to instant peace. And that will be where your safety is. Just connect yourself with your spirit. So the more you practice, the better. So, Ron, maybe you could just maybe describe what a soulmate is so that people understand the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame. One's earthly and one's not.
Yeah, your twin flame more than likely is not here. So we'll just say that your twin flame is not here, but you have soulmates. The soulmates are what you have for your spiritual setup, spiritual contracts, spiritual agreements. And this is how the dark side uses other people to push your buttons to get you to do things that you may not want to do, or they give you the thoughts to do things. So normally your soulmates are people that you're forced to be with and to incarnate with in each lifetime. And you probably have a common theme between all of you, but just keep it very, very simple. You've known them for all of your incarnations. And just like a little team, a little, a school. And you're attempting to learn spiritual lessons, which means that you are learning how to get out of the darkness that the darkness gave you. But each lifetime it gets worse because your parents never worked on themselves. And that's one of the major spiritual setups that you have here, because you're born in a more contaminated body than your parents, because they passed on their judgments and all of their thoughts to you. So you're trying to somehow figure out how to get out of here, which would be an impossible task. But every 2,000 years you have the ascension time coming, and it's up to you to choose light and not to choose mind energy of darkness to help yourself out. So your soulmates are here, and you think they're really doing a great job for you, but really they're just giving you the same old story of reincarnation, forced to be here, and it's a way that the dark side can keep tabs on you through giving maybe energetic implants and different things to these people. Probably have heard of the word handlers before, and that's kind of what your soulmates do for you. And they just keep you on track with the dark side plan of forced reincarnation, and you think that you're moving forward, but you're actually moving backwards. You get involved with all these spiritual lessons and agreements and things that are happening to you because you're not moving forward, because you're still in mind energy, and your soulmates enforce the darkness upon you. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for the explanation. The difference between soulmates and twin flame. We're close to the end of our program, and I want to mention that the moderator will post relevant links to Ron's website and how to find the healings and clearings. And then after the program, we'll post more about the 4-in-1, those clearings you absolutely need to do before you consult with Ron to reunite with your twin flame. On our next program, we will further discuss other aspects of energetic courting and forces that infiltrate us that affect our personality, behaviors, circumstances, and situations that do not resonate with our spirit. Ron's dedication to his earthly mission and clearings are designed to restore us to wholeness. Ron Amatron is an amazingly gifted conduit for these divine energies of the creation lightship. He has the ability to doctor and heal with a vast amount of light frequency energy. He offers in-depth, life-changing, and empowering sessions with divine beings, available to both private groups and during his conference calls. It is the intention of Ron and the Creation Lightship to provide healings, clearings, and information to allow for better understanding of the forces that affect us on the planet now and help us regain our whole self of body and spirit. It is up to us to initiate the process of getting the darkness and densities cleared out and healed for the true ascension of light. There are pertinent posts to the healings, loads of testimonials, and radio archives with many topics discussed for your further interest and understanding on creationlightship.com. Ron has created many healings to get us on the highway to ascension because right now is our chance to connect with our own divine spirit, to our home base energy with our twin flame in a planet of light where the real light only works in the present moment without duality, hierarchy, emotion, or judgment. We thank our host, Ron Amatron, for the program and divine healing tonight. Thanks for listening.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, will say, to your heart, and you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.